Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, October 27th, 2017. Peter Stoltner is back in Berlin after being in Turkish custody for more than 100 days. He and several other human rights activists were released from prison yesterday. They were arrested in July during a human rights seminar and accused of being part of a terror organization. Mayor Michael Müller invited Stoltner to his office, but asked the public to give him some time to reunite with his family in private. The release is not seen as a signal that Turkish-German relationships will improve in the near future, however. For Berlin lawyer and liberal mosque founder Sayran Atış, the release is just an act pretending that Turkey is still a constitutional state. It won't change the arbitrary way President Erdogan is dealing with his critics. The preservation of the Tegel Airport, which Berliners desired by a public referendum, has become much more unlikely. At the shareholders' meeting of airport company FBB, which operates Tegel, Schönefeld, and BER, the federal government and Brandenburg clearly expressed their opinion on the so-called consensus resolution. For the region, this means a single airport, BER, the opening date of which is still uncertain. After the meeting of the three FBB shareholders in Berlin, Brandenburg, and German government, Airport Supervisory Board member Rainer Brettschneider said that they agreed to stick to the concept of a single airport. The Confederation, represented by employees of the Federal Ministry of Transport, remained unambiguous on the issue. Tegel will not remain open. The discussion is not yet concluded, however, financial analyst Kolatz Annen said on Thursday in Potsdam. In Berlin, the consequences of the national decision will now be re-examined by an expert, former federal judge Stefan Peto. The result will be discussed at the next shareholders' meeting. The master plan for the BER expansion is to increase its handling capacities step by step to 50 million passengers and disprove the argument that BER will be too small from the outset for their ever-growing passenger volume, creating a need for Tegel. After months of uncertainty, an administrative court decision has freed the way for Margarete Koppers to become general attorney for Berlin. Initially, she should have taken over the new position on September the 1st, but her nomination was delayed because the other candidate for the position filed a legal complaint. In her view, the Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt from the Green Party illegally intervened in the selection process. Another open issue was due to Koppers past as police vice president. She was involved and under investigation regarding a scandal on toxic police gun ranges. With the court decision, all allegations are off the table, and Mrs. Koppers will start her new position on March 1, 2018. A poor performance on Wednesday knocked Hertha out of the DFB Pokal competition. The team lost against Cologne 3-1. Another poor display was shown by some fans. During the game, they unfolded two banners that alluded to the massive sexual abuse incidents in Cologne during New Year's Eve 2015, where several women were sexually assaulted or robbed. While it is common between fan groups to make fun of each other, the display was seen as shameless and distasteful, as it was ridiculing sexual abuse. A Canadian company plans to grow medical marijuana in Brandenburg. This has been made possible by a change of law that allows the state-controlled farming of the plant, but there is a long and strict procurement process involved. The company wants to invest 40 million euro in a high-tech factory and create 300 new jobs. The exact location has not been disclosed, however, because of security reasons. It will also not be allowed to grow the plants outside or in greenhouses, as the law requires clean room conditions. Since March, doctors can prescribe marijuana to patients with chronic pain, seizures and multiple sclerosis, as well as an appetite stimulator for cancer and HIV patients. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.